talking about God, literally, if he has to, making a way out of no way. Whatever you do, remember that people are coming into church by phone from all across America, and even coming in through social media from around the world. They have been on social media from the Bahamas and Jamaica, from Australia and Africa, from England, all over, and all across America. Every state has been represented. Now, are you going through a battle? Is it an attack against your job? The enemy trying to attack your job and drive you out, yet you need that job? Are you needing God to give you favor and multiply your loaves and fishes to feed yourself and your family? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And does it feel like you're in bondage to debt, in bondage in a house you can't get out of, where there's no peace, no joy? I'm talking to that one right now. You feel like you're in prison, in your own home. Tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join myself and Apostle Broadnax as we come to you and bring you church by phone that is happening all across America. They're calling in and receiving their word. That number is 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. And press *5 on your keypad. That raises your hand for prayer. God told me supernatural victory, uncommon miracles. I'm telling you, there are people listening to me right now. All you have to do is call in tonight and open your heart and your faith and watch God bring you a turnaround this year in Jesus' name. People are calling in from all across the U.S. And now I am inviting you, wherever you're listening to me from, do you need a miracle breakthrough? Do you feel like the children of Israel, and it looks like the Red Sea is in front of you and the dust of the Egyptians behind? Does it seem like you've done all that you know to do and you're stuck? I see that one. You've prayed and you've fasted. You've sought God. You have literally done all that you know how to do. And all you've been able to do the last little while is just cry. Almost begging God for a turnaround. But the Lord would speak unto thee and say, I said that I would not put more upon you than you could bear. I didn't say you wouldn't go through the fire. I didn't say there wouldn't be a great testing. I did not say that your faith wouldn't be put to the test. But I said, if thou canst believe, I'll turn your captivity. I am going to release way-making angels, saith the Lord, and command them to leave the very heavens and to make a way where there seems to be no way, saith the Lord. I know that some are weary. And it seemed like even before this year, you were in a position that you didn't know how much more you could take or handle. And it seemed like you were at the end of your rope. And then this year started, and it started out okay, and things started to come together. But all of a sudden, there was one demonic attack after the other. And it has been non-stop since, all the way from March, even before that for some. And you have said, God, what do I do? Are you there? The Lord would speak unto thee and say, I did not say that I would always be seen or you would always feel me. But I said that I would not fail thee nor forsake thee. You're not alone. And I have opened the door for my prophet to be on the airwaves to tell you that even in this crisis, I'm still God. I'm still speaking, and I'm still making a way where there is no way. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost today. And if I can feel this on the airwaves, and I know you can feel it, what is going to happen tonight? God said, this is the way-making service. We can go into the Bible and find time after time where God made a way out of no way. It looked impossible. It felt impossible. The enemy said it was impossible, but God stepped in. The Lord would speak unto thee and say, I haven't carried you through the storms of your life to forget you now and fail you now. Loose your faith. Don't let the enemy put that spirit of heaviness. Take the garment of praise. I'm giving you beauty for ashes. There is an answer in this day and age, and I am the answer, saith the Lord. My God in heaven, I feel this Holy Ghost power. I want to remind you that tonight you can call into church by phone. That's Thursday, August the 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific. The Miracle Prophecy Church by phone line is 318-754-0382. Once you get into the prayer chamber, press *5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand up for prayer. I believe that God has a word. And even as I was prophesying over the air today, I saw God summoning a host, hundreds upon thousands of way-making angels shall be dispatched. Mother, I believe it's going to the prison where your son is, and God is going to open the door. The way-making angel can go and put your name on the top of the list for favor and funding. The way-making angel is going to go and melt the heart of a landlord, melt the heart of a bank, cause people to have compassion that normally do not have compassion. If you're in a situation right now and you need God to make a way out of no way, then get up now and make your plan to meet myself and Apostle Broadnecks tonight on Church by Phone, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 318-754-0382. And press *5 to put your hand up for prayer. Call somebody. Tell them. Put it on your Facebook. The prophetess from Canada, in Canada, will be on Church by Phone tonight. 318-754-0382. Meet us and meet your miracle. Hey, let me hear you say.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Just such an easier way, and might waste time.
Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned, and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The Black Radio Project partners want people to know that we are taking COVID-19 seriously, as we are aware that there are thousands of confirmed cases within the United States. We also want everyone to know that there are virtual options to taking the 2020 census. When you receive your invitation letter, it will include important census information, including a census ID, which is your personalized code. Use your census ID to fill out your 2020 census form over the phone or online if you feel the need to, or if door-to-door census enumeration operations are disrupted. It is vital that we fill out our census forms so that over $1 trillion can be leveraged across the nation to support COVID-19 response, recovery, and other desired healthcare needs. We want everyone to stay home, stay safe, stay healthy. For more from the Census Bureau, visit www.census.gov. Brought to you by the Black Radio Project Partners.
Hey, y'all. Are you seeing these coronavirus numbers? They are going through the roof. What are y'all out there doing? Having parties? Not wearing your mask? You think it's a game until you or someone in your family gets infected by COVID-19. This is nothing to play with. Protect and defend your family, especially the elderly. Wear your mask in public. They protect you and they protect others. Practice social distancing wherever you go. Let's get serious, Louisiana. More info is available by texting LA COVID to 27683.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
That's a miracle, that's a miracle, that's a miracle, that's a miracle.
It's a miracle that I made it. It's a miracle that I'm here. I've been through so much. Living seems very drear. Yes, I've been through the storm, but there is no need to mourn. Thank God it's a miracle that I'm here. There is no need to mourn.
Thank God,
thank God it's a miracle.
A miracle that I'm here.
I've been through so much. Well, I didn't have a chance. The doctors had washed their hands. I had no more strength to stand. But lo and behold, blessing fell on me. And as far as I can see, I know it was a miracle. A miracle that I'm here. Everybody, let's say it together.
It's a miracle that I made it.
I've been through the storm, but there is no need to moan.
Thank God, God it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
we've read about miracles many times, and turning water to wine, a blind man receiving a sight, another man with a leprosy that was cleansed, and all of that, the lady that had the issue of blood. But I really want you to look at me. And I've used this, allow me to say it, in just about every song, and I hope you don't get tired of it. But when you look at some people, there are others that can testify where the Lord has brought them from. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. And I didn't do it then. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses and the medicine in the hospital. But God did it, God did it, God did it. This is a miracle. And he still performs miracles. I want you to know that. The days of miracles are not over. Whatever your condition is, he can perform a miracle right now. He heals the sick. He feeds the folks. Yes, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Claim it right now and believe it. And get up there. He opened doors. And no man can close them. And when one pick you down, he can pick you up. He'll make your enemies your footstool. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. When others said you couldn't make it, when they said you couldn't, he said you could. When they said you wouldn't, he said you would. He'll do it, he'll do it. Believe it, believe it. Because it is no secret what God can do and what he's done for others. He'll do it for you. It's a miracle. Leave here knowing that it is done. I'm not the only miracle. There are a lot of miracles sitting out here. I say a lot of miracles. The Lord brought you through. The Lord brought you out. Thank God. Let me hear you say, thank God.
Understand why when life gets hard you start to cry. Now you can try all those that comes through feet with his supplies.
Laughter does good, so just like a medicine, just like a medicine, just like a medicine,
like a medicine, a medicine.
Laughter does good, like a medicine, just like a medicine.
Tomorrow may bring one known.